change, but some things stay the same. It's Dallas Stars hockey guy Razor Ray, Friday mornings at 8:10 with Dunham and Miller. Brought to you by the American Airlines Center and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
4:16. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hardline. Time now to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Service King Collision Repair Centers and the Wellness Opportunities Group. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, polarizing radio personality in the Dallas radio market. A young man who once swam the canals of Interlaken, and now he's turned into this. Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
Exactly who am I? A legendary crime leader known only as the Fat Cobra.
Fat Cobra. So, what does that refer to? A snake? Slithery? Venomous? What?
I'm not a beast. This is what I've turned into. Some creature.
Cobra.
From 3 to 7.
Did I say you were a beast?
Pretty much.
I did not.
And this is what he's turned into.
I said no such thing.
I am a father, damn it.
I know.
The snake.
Which means I've had sex.
I commend you for that.
Okay.
Huh?
Time Magazine.
You're one up on me.
How?
I haven't.
You haven't become a father?
No, I haven't had sex to do it.
Okay. Time Magazine every year announces their man of the year. Person of the year. I mean, let's face it, normally it's a man, as it should be.
Wow.
Sometimes it's a woman. This year they've given up, though. Would it, just think back in the past year of what's happened. And you may have seen this story already, but who would be the man of the year, or the person of the year, or the human of the year? Whatever.
Matthew McConaughey?
He's People Magazine's sexiest person of the year. That came out today.
He is?
Can you argue with that?
Well,
he's good
yeah.
looking. He's good looking.
Yeah, but listen to him.
So what? You think women care about that? About the all right?
They just care what
anybody
you look
who
like
does
and how big
this?
Your dingus is. It's all women care about.
What?
If you look good and how big your dingus is.
You don't think pocketbook plays anything into that?
That comes after looks and
that comes first.
That's way right? before dingus.
Pull that.
God.
All right.
Listen to that goofball.
All right, so Time Magazine.
All right.
I can't even really think of what's happened this year.
Man, that would be a deal breaker for any woman.
Oh, yeah, boy, he has trouble pulling an ass.
He had to settle for Penelope Cruz.
Yeah, but
yeah, is that great?
He's just going through all of them,
yeah,
man.
I mean,
that's what you do.
Who cares? He's had Ashley Judd.
Yep.
Sandra Bullock.
Stop looking to see if he smokes.
He does not smoke. Norm, get in your cage. I can promise you, Matt McConaughey, he cares about his body. He's like a big exercise guy, and he does not smoke. All right, so you can't even think of what happened this past year?
9/11?
No, that was in 2001.
Hurricane Katrina?
Okay, there's something that happened.
Well, who would be man of the year on that?
Jesus.
Hurricane Katrina woman of the year?
You're close. You're real close. What else? What happened last January? Or I think that was still December, actually.
Christmas?
No, the tsunami.
Right.
So that's the person
the tsunami
year?
Is man of the year?
No, but see where I'm going?
Ho Chi Minh.
Bill Clinton.
The rescue workers?
George Bush.
Mother Nature.
What?
That's stupid.
Stupid bitch.
As the person of the year?
Yes.
You know what? With as much talk as there has been about natural disasters and weather...
It's a give-up, though.
I applaud them for that.
It's a give-up.
All right, Matthew McConaughey. Smoker or no?
Mike, I'll tell you no.
I'll say no.
I'm going to say yes.
No.
Yes.
Matthew McConaughey... does not smoke.
Thank you.
He smokes weed.
And doesn't count.
Now, let's look up Mother Nature here.
She's not in there.
She's not going to be on that list.
But can't you think of more, you know? Like,
no, I can't.
You can't think of anyone? Like Matt Leinart, maybe?
No.
I'm going to take that list away from
Dusty
you
Dusty Dvorak.
Dusty Dvorak, look how he's turned his life around. From a steroided drunk to a steroided straight-A student.
Why are you going to take that list away from me?
Because it's time to wean you off of your binky.
It is, man. I guarantee you.
I almost never drag that out.
You take that to dinner with you. I guarantee you.
I'd like to.
I know, yeah.
But I don't.
You need like the smoker's list wristband like quarterbacks wear with plays on it so you can have it all the time.
Real tiny.
I wish I had that.
All right, one of the big five is at it again. Hate this guy.
Trump?
Yeah. You know what? He's number one. There is no question that he is number one.
Snake.
He's the most awful human being in America.
He is. He's the worst human.
He's not that bad.
On the planet.
And if you don't have any bigger nemesis than this, then you are pretty nemesis free.
Okay. Well, I don't have any personal enemies.
Cora.
Well, you just think you don't.
So I'm just looking for someone that I can latch on to that I really hate and hate what they stand for.
Well, what'd he do now?
Hate. Dill. So he's at his son's wedding. Normally when your child
his son
gets married.
Is already
one of them, I don't married? Know. I don't know. Normally when you're at your child's wedding, it's a joyous, momentous occasion. I remember my father being there supporting me and having a good time and giving speeches.
I was there.
Yes, you were there.
Before you even give this story, I'm telling you, somehow he turned this around and turned the spotlight on himself.
Watery, farting, diarrhea.
As everyone is there eating and drinking and dancing.
Enjoying meatballs.
And enjoying meatballs. By the way, it was at the newly constructed Grand Ballroom at Mar-a-Lago. I guess that's one of his
Palm Beach estate.
One of his places. So he took aside a socialite who was there and decided in the middle of this wedding or this reception to show her around and convince her to book it for a party. And so they go off about an hour,
He's
hour
trying
and a half.
To sell it.
Yeah, I know. Just leaves the wedding trying to make a freaking dollar. Donald Trump. He told her it's 25,000 square feet, all marble floors. People down here can't believe we got permission to build it. We've taken all the business away from the breakers. Ain't it cool? What a homo.
I agree. I hate that dude.
He's a homo.
He's a loser. Anyone who's ever been in contact with him, if they're not sucking on the Trump teat trying to wean money out of it, they hate him. Anyone who's ever come in contact with him, I guarantee you, hates him.
You're right.
I guarantee you.
He might be a nice guy for all you know. This Fab Five of yours is way off the mark.
Who else?
Liz Taylor.
Yeah.
I mean, what's she ever done to you?
Liza Minnelli.
Yeah.
Rod Stewart.
Why don't you like Liza Minnelli?
You might have a point with Liza Minnelli.
Who else is it?
I forget the other one.
Oh.
Rod Stewart.
Susie Wong.
Yeah.
Susie Wong?
50 Cent has decided to take his act.
Who is that?
He's a rapper.
Don't we know him by another name?
No.
Curtis Jackson is his real name, actually.
I swear I thought knew it was something else.
Run DMC.
No.
Puff Daddy!
No.
Puff Daddy!
No.
Puff Daddy!
Are you sure?
No.
Are you sure?
No. No. 50 is teaming up with Pocket MTV Books to publish G-Unit Books next year. It'll be a series of novellas and graphic novels.
Okay.
I'm confused.
The publisher says it's really just the world that he lives in.
Mm.
Rap music, the lives that rappers lead.
I thought he just made a movie about
that. He's a millionaire. He lives in the lap of luxury.
No, yeah, no. He lives in the hood.
Right.
You know what? When all these rappers start making their money for free and giving it away and still living in the hood and not wearing all the bling and not carrying all the guns, then, okay, they're keeping it real.
I think guns are good.
When they live in these big, giant mansions and they drive these tricked-up cars and wear $300,000 worth of bling, they ain't keeping it real.
I hear you, dog.
Don't dog me. Don't you dare dog me.
According to his publicist, he's the biggest reader on the planet. Fitty is a big fan of all the street lit writers, like Iceberg Slim, author of Pimp, and Donald Goines.
Where can you find their work in the Library of Congress?
And Donald Goines, who penned Whore Son. And then he'll read big business books, whether it be Think and Grow Rich or The 48 Laws of Power. So look for that. Paige Kennedy, the guy who got kicked off Desperate Housewives because he was flashing everybody on set, he says that's not true. He says there are a lot of stories that have been... Now, he's the guy that was locked in... that was caged.
Like Norm.
Yes. Like Norm, yeah.
Yes.
Boy. But they'd bring him a nice dinner on a nice tray with a nice little rose on it.
I don't watch it. So what was his bit? Why is he in there?
Yeah, why was he caged?
I watched 15 minutes of that one.
I thought you watched the show, Danny.
No, I gave up.
You did?
I watched last season,
but
I
really
didn't watch.
Well, you really liked it. You were all over that show.
Yeah, you were really hot on it last year.
I just realized how stupid it was.
Are you watching it? You used to watch it too, didn't you?
I watched it some last year, but I'm so far behind it now that I'll never catch up.
See? That's why I'm with Nip Tuck. I can't even start it. Or Lost. Can't
Good
get into
last
it.
Night.
Can't
Good
watch
Nip
it.
Nip Tuck last night.
I'm telling you, the hour-long program is really hard to wrap your arms around.
You know,
you got to be dedicated.
I'm beginning to come around on that idea.
Thank you.
Then again, there's Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's only 30 minutes long, and that ain't good. That hadn't been good this year.
By the way, Danny, I watched My Name Is Earl last night.
What'd you think?
I thought it was... the concept is really good, but I can't buy into Jamie Presley as this downtrodden white trash... bimbo.
She's hot, though.
Yeah, I know. Okay, that's it. You think anyone that hot is going to act like... Okay.
Oh, jeez.
I've watched some extremely
Greg,
hot white trash girls.
Not like this.
Oh, yeah, I have.
This is like a top tenner, like in Hollywood hot.
I've known some extremely hot white trashers.
I don't believe that.
I have.
There's no such thing as hot white trash, male or female.
Did you watch The American Office?
No, I taped that. I got that on tape. I'm going to watch that tonight.
I'm
totally on board with it.
But you
really?
Know, it's,
yes.
It's too in your
really
face.
Really funny.
It's too, My Name Is Earl is too over the top.
My Name Is Earl.
In your face. Like, it's, there's no subtle, there's
you
nothing
mean it's
subtle
abrasive
about it. Yeah, it's
polarizing.
Yeah.
You know, I know you brought up
Snake.
I know that you watched the CMAs last night, so do we have
no, I didn't.
Audio on it?
I don't watch that. There's only a few shows that I watch.
CMAs? Is that not entertainment?
I thought surely we'd have a segment on that today.
Emmys?
Oscars? You know who presented an award, don't you?
No, don't care.
Well, that well-known country and western fan. And when you think of country and western, don't you think of James Gandolfini?
He presented?
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
I just watched clip of it, a little bit of it, and it made me sick.
They had it in New York, too, didn't they?
Yeah.
They had
they are so trying to distance themselves.
From Nashville.
Where there
Nashville
are no country stations in the entire radio market.
That's why they had it in New York.
They had Joan Rivers on the red carpet beforehand.
And they had, that well-known country singer, John Bon Jovi, up there singing.
He sang?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Performed. Some song.
He was singing or sinking?
Did I say sinking?
He was sinking.
I thought you did.
He was sinking. Yeah, he was up there sinking with, I think, that Womack chick.
I heard she won everything. Leanne Womack and then
Keith Urban,
the Aussie.
God. I thought that was Bon Jovi.
If you don't look good, you can't be in country music.
Boy,
anymore.
He's got the haircut, the clothes. He looks like a freaking teenage rock star.
That's
though.
What he looks like. Like Danny said, I mean, they're just taking these pop songs and they're countrying them up.
Yeah.
And that
they put a steel guitar and a fiddle on it, and they call it country.
That stupid-ass, white trash, country-loving audience out there They'll buy it.
That
stupid-ass audience out there, you could feed them cow crap and they'd eat it.
You're right, Greg.
That's basically what they're getting fed right now.
You're right.
Absolute
I agree.
Bull manure. And country music
is so bad.
They
used to challenge me when I would say that same thing.
Who did?
You did.
I know. And
he's come around.
Like many other things, Rhines, I should have known the wisdom that you were throwing out there. You're right.
I hate it.
That's
awful. I can't sit through that crap. Emmys, Oscars.
I thought it was your job to, though.
No, it's
not. Yeah, that's what I was asking.
No, and it's not.
Oh, it's not?
Golden Globes, MTV Music Awards.
Now, what's wrong with the Golden Globes?
I'm saying those are the ones I watch.
Oh, okay.
Pay attention, Mike.
Yeah. And there's other Grammys. I'll watch the ones that matter, but I'm not watching the country. You know what? They shouldn't have their own awards. That's what the Grammys are for.
Isn't there another one in a couple days here?
Vibe, American Music. Oh, by the way, I'm going to watch Johnny Cash tonight.
Oh, is that tonight?
Yes, tonight. I'm going to watch that. That matters
Where?
To me. Why?
Well, oh, yeah.
The tribute with Reese Witherspoon.
I may go to that screening tomorrow night.
You won't.
You're probably right, but I'd like to think that I might go.
I'm interested in it.
Reed Wolonsky today in The Observer, he panned it.
I know, but you know what?
Sometimes
now, when he pans something, what's he really saying?
It's I am a critic.
See, Corby can't. Corby has reduced Bob down so much he can't even talk.
I'm so stoned. It's terrible.
Corby hadn't even got a word out, and he's trying to imitate him.
I had one word to describe everything. Yeah, he's going to call in 40 seconds and yell,
so sorry.
F you.
I'm going to go against Big Bob on this one.
I am too. I don't always agree with him. He didn't like Lord of the Rings. I loved it. You know, there's a lot of things that Wolonsky hates that I like. I don't, you know, I don't.
And a lot of things
he's not the be-all, end-all critic.
I just tend to agree with him more than others.
I do too. But then again, he thought Broken Flowers was great. And I thought that's one of the worst movies of the year.
I like that. I like Bobby Wygant.
Is she still alive?
No, you don't.
I bet she's dead. Isn't she dead? Is she dying?
I have no idea.
I think she's still alive.
Really?
She's just not doing the...
She's probably in a rest home.
Uh-oh.
We gotta go.
What else?
Well, we have to go.
Answer that phone on the air, Danny.
Oh, let me tease this.
The one ball line.
Oh, never mind.
We have big news concerning Gordon Lightfoot.